Take the space you feel therein. Arrive at yourself. If you feel you need to touch yourself, don't hesitate to do it. If you can use your hands to sense into your center, you start already using your body in a different way. Wait a little bit until the body reacts. Turn the hands. And then try this feeling of self-perception to lead it through the body, through the feet, into the earth. And just notice by sensing your body what's going on in it. Lifting it, carrying it, making it tall. Let your breath react. Relax. Make a step forward, backwards, or stay where you are. I just turn and you repeat it, that maybe you see a little bit that the reaction of lifting me up from going down really lifts my heels. And the idea is, do not try to do it. It should happen by itself. Just how to have to listen into myself, the body starts doing it. So, again, arrive at yourself. Feel the reaction. Lead it down through your body, the legs into the earth. And do not push anything, not this streaming down. And just by observing yourself, maybe you notice not just the feeling of becoming tall, but the heels come up. The chest reacts. The breath reacts, and let go. Return to yourself. And then the feet stand normally again. But the sensation of tallness stays. Great. You remember that we did this weaving of the fingers towards the side. We started the heart. And then the fingers just enjoy the air around your body. Open a little bit and come in a little bit. And then we go out a little bit more and the fingers move from the thumb to the pinky finger and come in from the pinky finger, ring finger, and towards the thumb. Next sphere, we weave through it and we come back. Still another sphere. And it's the fingers which enjoy the air around them. One finger after the other. Can you try to sense it? And then return. And breathe. We do it again a little bit upwards, left and right, diagonally. But try to still sense your body. Yeah? So the fingers open up and enjoy the air. And they open up and they come in. And you enjoy what's going on in your fingers. But you also notice the body also likes it. And then just return towards where you sense comfortable. And the last time, diagonally, downwards, fingers, pinky finger, ring finger, middle finger, pointing finger, thumb, next sphere, coming in, next sphere, and one more time. Turn to your center and just sense, yeah, which part of my body feels well now? How does my center being respond? Where is my center now in my body? Let go, a little step forward or backwards, and we do the L gesture. Not often, just to recall what we tried to do. We just start left and right, and then we sink with our arms into, yeah, what's down there, into the earth. And then from there, we bring up with us what's there, and we form a little bit of bulb, like a flower, before it starts flourishing. And we give it a rest. We return into our heart, and from there we open the hands a little bit. The heart is opening. The hands look into the surrounding, perceiving the light of the surrounding, receiving it, bringing it towards us. And then when the arms open up, the light encompasses the arms, and like little tiny, tiny dew drips around our arms, it sinks into the earth. And then we recollect the forces from down there. We return to our heart, but the light stays down there. And when we have this little pause, we feel the light everywhere around us in the earth, in the lower realm. One last time, receiving the light, feeling the light, accompanying the light. And letting it go, letting it be, returning to ourselves. And breathe. One little step forward or backwards. With the beat gesture, we try to, yeah, recollect or to bring, harvest what's there, the light forces. So we touch our thighs when we bend the legs a little bit, feel them. We open up the arms, and when we come up, we do it actually with the thighs, which bring us up, which widen the arms, and the arms bring the light along. And then we form this embracing gesture, which protects us. We feel that this shield of light dewdrops comes along with it, from what was done there, encompassing us from every side, all sides, sheltering us. And just feel into this quality of the light, which is connected with earth qualities. Breathe, return one last time. Feel your legs. Open up towards the light which has penetrated the earth. Stay connected with the earth. Feel the embracement by these light qualities coming back from the earth, through the earth to us. Sense the quality this has. Return to yourself, to your center, let go. You might remember this little square which we walked. We stand at the, the point which is behind, then another point in front, and 2 points left and right. And let's start towards the left side. And we just look forward all the time, and the legs organize themselves. We walk to the first point, I suggest to the left, and we practice arriving. Just sense into your body, what does it feel to arrive? Then relax, walk to the point in front, and look for this quality of arriving. Takes a while, and suddenly you feel, okay, now it's coming. And then let go to the third point of this little square. What is it like to arrive? If I want to sense it, and we just try, don't have to succeed with anything. Just try to listen to what it is, to notice this quality of arriving. And breathe. Why does the breath react after 4 simple ways? We walk it with 4 thoughts. Warmth, light, tone, and life. With the thought of warmth. Arrive. With the thought of light. Arrive. Is the thought of tone. Arrive. Listen to the thought of life. Arrive. Just feel your legs for a few seconds. We do a little exercise in between, which we will use afterwards. And just stand in the middle of the square you just walked. And we do a little spiral. And we are in the center of the spiral. And afterwards, we are 1 or 2 steps further in front. And we start towards the front. And then we walk to the right, to the left, and end up in front. It's easy. And it's just right. A little step forward. A little bit to the right. A little bit backwards, a little bit more, and then go left. Just past the behind where you've just been. And then you continue this curve until you stand in front of where you have just been standing. So easy. Relax. And if you get lost, no problem. You know where you stand. Just go back to where I started. Now I suggest we go even back to the back point of the square. And we try to do those 4 little spirals from point to point. And we always start towards the center of the square. I'll guide you. It's not difficult. And if you get lost just at the very end, you end up somewhere here. Okay, a little bit towards in front, towards the right, towards behind, around where we started, and then we go to point number 1. Arrive. Breathe towards the center of the square, backwards, towards the left. And just continue towards the front and end. Yeah, where you're just in the front point of the square. arrive. We start backwards, continue to the left, towards the front, continue to the right, and end at the right corner of the square, arrive. We go to the left, toward the center of the square, towards in front, towards the right, behind, and end where we started. Let the breath react. How do your legs feel now? And carefully move to where you've been standing, as where you have your seat, and sit down to listen to the resonance. What we did, what we were trying, how is it doing within your body now? What do you perceive? If you look at your chest, how symmetrically is it? Or is one part more in front and the other one looks more backwards? So that you are slightly twisted. Look for what's frontally. Your legs, your thighs, do they feel even the same left and right? How do you perceive your lower belly? Compared to what's going on in your chest or your lungs? If you would attribute forms to your sensations, your feelings, which forms would you say you perceive in your lower belly, and what forms does your upper body express for your feeling? We have to experience more processes which have to do with light, experience of light. And where do you perceive warmth? And how does it change?